Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protections in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Also, did you know that Discover wants every one of you to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you got access to 24-hour a day, 7-day a week service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you are never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. It, of course, is hour number 3 on a Football Friday, a flashback Friday. And that means that Lamar Mitchell, the director of trading at BetMGM, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, Rob and I will give our NFL pigskin pickoffs picks to end the show.
Well, you 0-5 last week?
I was 0-5. Man. Yeah. So I actually came. We're still
what?
Tied.
What? No, I'm asking.
That's how far ahead of you I was.
I didn't know. I was
that
asking.
We're tied.
I was
now.
Just asking.
I was that far out in front.
0-5. Man, I don't think I've ever had an 0-5 week. I don't think I've ever missed every single game.
You just could have you a imagine, bunch of 1-4.
Could you imagine missing every single game? I mean, I just couldn't imagine doing that, you know?
Are you winning?
I'm just saying that, I don't, you know, you got 40 TV sets in your basement and you missed every game.
And what's that mean? I watch the games? Do you not watch the games?
No, I'm just, I don't have 40
So what do you do?
So
you
I watch
the one game.
I watch, yes,
on?
I watch one game and then I watch the
man,
highlights.
Come on, bro.
That's what I do.
You should be watching these games. But regardless of picks.
Chris, you could have 10 TV sets. You can't watch every game. You could only watch. You have one set of eyes.
Nah, but you.
No, you
it's
can.
Beneficial.
No,
it's
you
beneficial.
Can't. All it is you feel. Now, unless you have the red zone and that's all you care about, you're not watching the game.
Easy to put.
But having 10 TVs, you're not watching 10
first
games.
First of all,
you
don't have 10 TVs. I've got.
You know, you're watching
4.
Every game and still go 0-5. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, but I do think, I mean, watching one game is ridiculous. When all you got to get on TV and radio and talk about them, nah, man, you got to watch more than that. All right, but anyway, we talked about one of the big games last weekend or this weekend coming up. On Monday, Christmas night, and that, of course, is Baltimore, San Francisco. And, Rob, the other huge game of the weekend is Dallas at Miami.
I was watching all winners.
Both of these teams have a lot to prove. And that's one reason, Rob, this matchup is so intriguing to me, and I think to everybody, because you and I have talked about, and we're not the only ones, all year, they haven't beaten good teams.
Nope.
Miami's only played 3. In fairness, they lost to Philly in Philly. They lost to Buffalo. They were pounded in Buffalo, but it was in Buffalo. And then they played the Chiefs tough, lost 21-14 at
right.
home.
It wasn't, they didn't get embarrassed, right?
Right. And they've only played three, and they've been three of the best teams in the league. And like you said, they weren't embarrassed at home. The other ones were on the road. You can understand those losses. Cowboys now, Rob, 2-3 against teams with winning records after the Rams.
And the Buffalo game was the one, because Buffalo was scuffling.
For Dallas.
Like, Buffalo was scuffling, Chris, at that point, and they got embarrassed in Buffalo. Nobody, you know, like, you could have lost in Buffalo, but you could have played a better game.
I think, Rob, for Dallas, and I agree with you that it was surprising how badly they lost that game. You and I both picked them to win, and they got shellacked. But I would say this was the game to me, and I know it was a long time ago, and Dallas did do a good job of kind of moving on, right? But the real, shocker for me that kind of, I had questions about them anyway, but when the way they got beaten by San Francisco, and it was early, I think it was week five, maybe four or five, they lost 42-10. Rob, they had been destroying everybody, looking like Micah might, you know, remember we were talking about, I was talking about Micah maybe in the MVP race. And it was just, and that game was like, okay, nah, they really not all that. And they've played well since then, but to the point we said earlier, they're 2-3 against teams with winning records, and they have been bad on the road. I thought Calvin Watkins, as we said earlier, great. Shout out to him, Rob, Dallas Morning News reporter. He was very objective in hour number one.
And he's covered the team for a long time. And
I give him props.
He's entrenched. He's not one of those rah-rah guys.
Nah,
he's
good.
A reporter. Chris, you've done it. I've done it. People used to say me, you know, when I was working in Detroit, Mook, go back to New York, because they were mad at me. The Lions were losing all these games, and I was writing. What do you want me to write?
In a lot of cities.
What do you want me to write?
They are kind of, and sometimes they can be cheerleaders for the team.
Right.
Whereas in New York, it's like, we're just telling it like it is.
Right.
You are right. There's a difference. Not everybody that writes.
Not everybody.
You know, in
other
cities,
everybody. Yeah, right. There are tough guys around the country, but not everywhere. You're right. Yep. And they look at you crazy, like if you have something negative.
Yeah, because it's a different way of doing it.
Right.
But Rob, his point about them on the road was interesting. And there's some truth that they play good teams on the road. But they are under 500 on the road the last 2 years, Rob. And they've won 12 games last year, probably win about that much this year. And it's surprising that a team that good, none of the other teams that win that much are like 500 or lower on the road. So it does seem to be something there. But who do you think? I mean, both of these teams have an opportunity to answer questions. Which team do you think has more to gain or lose in this weekend's matchup between the Cowboys and the Bucs?
I think it's the Cowboys have more to lose, because I don't think people have the highest expectation for the Dolphins.
Agreed.
And I just think that, Chris, they can lose this game, and if they get in the playoffs and they can put it together and score 40 points and beat somebody, people go, oh, look what the Dolphins did. That's it. But if the Cowboys lose this again, it'll be that drumbeat, that narrative going into the postseason. Like, here's another 10, 12 wins and nothing. Like, we're not going to, we're going to be one and out, done, one and done. Like that will be it if we play a good team. If they have to go to Detroit, I'm just saying, or whatever it is. You know, so I think I think the Cowboys need it bad because of the expectations and because of their resume. And their resume is checkered. The Dolphins don't have a resume. What resume? There's no resume.
Well, to me, you're hitting it on the head in that this is the bottom line. We don't expect much from the Dolphins.
We don't.
I mean, they're cute. They're going to put 40 on you, maybe 70 if you don't show up that day.
Yep.
But do we really? I don't. I mean, there's a handful of people out there, I guess, Rob. But I don't have them in that championship mix. And we've talked about Dallas's deficiencies, but I think they're I think right now there are five teams. Anything can happen in the NFL. We've seen wild cards win the Super Bowl. But if I had to name, Rob, the top five teams in the NFL and the best ones with the best chance of winning the Super Bowl, I'm saying Baltimore, Kansas City, San Francisco, Philly, and Dallas. I'm not saying Miami. Some are, and maybe you are. You know,
no, I'm not.
Share your thoughts.
I don't remember where I had Miami. I wasn't like I expect them to be in the mix. Obviously, did they get my attention, Chris, when they put up a 70-piece? Yes, they did. They did, because we haven't seen it in the NFL.
Right.
So that was the shocking part.
That was great, but then a lot of their other games, they weren't near that.
No, it didn't like sway me to think, oh my God, they're this, or right, they're going to be that. Like, I didn't feel like that, but it did catch my attention.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying they're not good. I guess what I'm saying, Rob, is to your point, if they lose this weekend at home, think about that. We're going to be like, yeah, you know, they kind of what we thought they were, or if you thought they were better, wow, you know, they same old Dolphins, or they're going to make the playoffs, but they're not, you know, going to get to the Super Bowl. If Dallas loses, we just expect more, right? I mean, Dallas, I think, is a better team. Or at least, I mean, they're a more balanced team. Like Miami, we think about the offense, the flash, Tyreek.
You look at Dallas and you think they have everything that they need.
They're a full team, yes. Like to me, Rob, I talk about it. To me, their problems are their culture that trickles down from Jerry Jones. I think they have a trouble handling prosperity. You know, when things are really going well, they kind of start getting ahead of themselves and start talking about the Super Bowl parade and here we come. You know, like, and I just think that speaks of immaturity. And so when Philly was winning, what were they saying? And I know they've had their issues lately, but we got to keep getting better. You know, we got to – Baltimore, Rob, when Lamar Jackson's asked a few days ago, this is people saying this is a Super Bowl preview – he's like, man, it's December. Super Bowl's in February. What are we talking about?
He's like, right? No, I'm not buying into it.
Right. That's what mature teams do. But Dallas goes out there and rant, yeah, hey, Cowboy Nation, baby. Super Bowl, print your tickets. Jerry's on the radio talking about taking bows. And I mean, come on. And I'm not, look, maybe you can win that way here or there. But I just don't think that culture is really conducive unless you just overwhelmingly have all the best players to winning like at the biggest level consistently. And those are my problems with Dallas, Rob. But when I think about Miami, I got issues with, is the defense as good as some of these top teams? No. You know, is Tua, is he, you know, like a Patrick Mahomes level? I don't think so. Like, you know, you got other issues. Whereas with Dallas, it, to me, is more between the ears. It's not anything I'm saying they really lack on the field.
No, they have everything. And that's why people like yours truly picked them. I looked at the landscape. I'm thinking if you could, with a defense, Chris, you know, whenever you have a defense, you have a chance to win every time you go out there. And that's a big part. And we see it with Baltimore. Like the defense makes a difference. If they can just put it together finally, and they just haven't been able to do that. And they don't have to win every game against a good team.
Exactly.
If you split, that's all. If you split, Chris, okay, we lost in Philly, but we beat Philly and Dallas. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you're looking for.
Is there something, what would you like to see? I know you're not going to change your pick no matter what.
Yeah, no.
But what would you like to see to, you know, feel better about them as far as being a Super Bowl pick?
Beating some good teams. If they could beat Miami.
Yeah, it's
you know what I mean? Like,
one.
Like I would like to see that.
Yeah, yeah. To go there and win there, Miami's very good at home, 6-1. And they run the ball. And so that's what I'm looking at is, like, how do they play against this run? Because we've seen, like, when San Francisco and Buffalo ran on them, it was like power running. You know, that's not really what Miami does. Miami is speed and, you know, cute stuff and all that. And that's what they are. They are fast. And so it'll be interesting. Dallas, usually, they're a smaller defense that's speedy. And so sometimes they can be kind of just, they're too small sometimes for some of these teams. I don't think that'll necessarily be the case this weekend. So I want to see that matchup, although I do think Miami will be able to run on them, and I've picked them to win this game. But it's going to be a great matchup. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What do you want to see from the Cowboys, or the Dolphins for that matter, to convince you that they can reach the Super Bowl? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Cowboys, Dolphins, what do you want to see to make you feel better about these teams? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off. Ricky in Florida, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, Rob? Chris.
How are you?
Thank you, my call.
Hey, yep. I'm good. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and
yes, yo, happy family. Holidays, Merry Christmas. Yo, before I get into my take with that stuff, then listen to me very. When my mother went through cancer, like I never called into this talk show months ago, and I called in months, like, you know, 8 months ago, and you guys. You guys were so this year with that. And you wish my mom, like you said, you know what? I hope she does well. She's doing well right now.
Thank God.
And yes. You know what, man? Praise that means so much to me. I hope the listeners that are listening, man, that means so much.
We're glad that
We're glad your mom is feeling better, and tell her we said hello. Tell her the iCouple said hello.
Absolutely.
And thank God that she's doing well.
And you know this one thing, Ricky, and Chris and I have always wanted a radio show where fans were heard and involved, and that was one thing when we sat down to put this together. Rob G knows it. We were really about it being your show. It is your show. We talk about it all the time. So,
yep.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate that, Ricky.
Thank you, Ricky.
Albert in Riverside. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Albert?
That was beautiful from Ricky. Really nice.
Yeah, that was, right, man. Was.
All right, guys. Happy holidays.
You too.
Yep.
I think the Dolphins need to prove more because Tua, he has not been the same guy since the beginning of the season. He put up the 70 piece, and then after like week five or week six, he's just a system quarterback, like Cannon even said. The Dolphins, they have an easier path to look at because the AFC is not the juggernaut you thought it was, all the injuries. So I think the Dolphins have to prove more because the Cowboys, they can't beat the 49ers. That's a fact.
Well, everybody, I mean, right now, until proven otherwise, everybody feels like the 49ers are the best team in the league.
Yep.
Like, it seems like everybody feels that way. I mean, I think you got a couple of teams in each conference that you got to get through. You know, Dallas,
right.
Philly. Right now, it looks like the Niners, and then those two teams. And then the AFC, I think it looks like Baltimore and Kansas City. And if Miami, look, they not only have Dallas this weekend, they've got Baltimore next. And so, they can impress me, Rob. They can change my opinion of them over these next 2 weeks. If they either beat these teams or at least play them incredibly close. And then, Rob, they got Buffalo after that. So everybody seems to have a stretch where they're playing a bunch of juggernauts, you know? So we'll see what the Dolphins are made of.
Yep, we will. Dre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Dre, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Yep.
Yes, indeed. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Rob, Chris, I'm going to be with you. I'm one of these guys, the first caller. I really appreciate this show, specifically during the holidays and the vacations, you know what I mean? The sports community means a lot to me. So I'll be checking in. I'm glad that you guys have the show through those time periods.
Yes, I'll be here on Christmas Day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then I'm going to take a couple days. But I will be here. So if you're after you do your Christmas festivities, have dinner, want to chime in, please, Andre, give us a call.
Will do. And you need to have some time for yourself to take your cruises and so on and forth and travel the world. You've been to all these different continents, so you need that as well. Specifically to the Cowboys and the Dolphins. Listen, I need to see it before I can believe it from Dallas. So you got to go on the road to Miami, hostile environment, and I need a victory there. Then you got to come back home against the upstart Detroit Lions. They're feeling themselves. They want to the Detroit Lions want to leapfrog you basically in the NFC. I need to see it there. And then for me, it's not that you win. It's how you win. They need to beat the brakes off of the Washington Commanders the last game of the season. They're by far the better team. No more. And so that's what I need to see from the Cowboys. In terms of the Dolphins, you already put up 70 points against the Broncos. We've already seen what this high-powered offense can do. But like the Lions, in some big spots, Mike McDaniels has been MIA. So you need to, this is a game where it's going to decide who's the real number one contender between the Dolphins and the Cowboys. Who comes out on top? That really is going to give them a lot of momentum going into the postseason. But in terms of the Dolphins, win this game against Dallas, and then, hey, why does everybody put Kansas City in the Super Bowl? There's an opportunity for Mike McDaniels, who was a controversial hire after Brian Flores left,
yep,
to get to the AFC championship game and really earn his stripes, get his respect. And the AFC is wide open. Joe Burrow going down. Miami, the Super Bowl could be theirs for the taking. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Lamar Mitchell around the corner, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff, for a countdown to kickoff presented by BetMGM. They'll have you covered right before all of the Saturday and Sunday games, all the way through Super Bowl Sunday. You can listen to Countdown to Kickoff weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Our next guest, BetMGM's Director of Trading. He is a king and a king maker out there in Las Vegas. We are honored to have him on the show every Friday. He drops knowledge. And if you listen correctly, can make you a lot of money. I'm not a betting man, so I just do it for the fun. But if you are a betting person, then listen to this next guest, and he'll help you get some ducats. Our man, Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, what up, bro?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
What's up, Lamar?
We are great.
3 weeks from tomorrow, man. We're going to be in your town celebrating 3 weeks from tomorrow.
I'm ready for the big party. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't believe it. 3 weeks.
Lamar, we got some huge football games coming up. Miami and the Cowboys, one of the best. They're combined 1-6, though, this season against teams with winning records. Now I guess that's 2-6 since the Rams improved to 8-7 last night. But obviously, something's got to give because both teams have winning records this week and they're playing each other. So where are the sharps on this game? Dallas, we know, has not been good on the road.
You know, that's funny because I was looking at this game right before the call and the sharps are staying off of this game. Believe it or not, the only thing they're doing on this game is they're betting the total. They bet this total under the 51. Now we're at 50. But as far as the side, they don't like that 1.5. The Dolphins are laying. They haven't really bet that. They haven't taken the 1.5. And the public is split right down the middle on this, 50-50.
This is a good game for the BetMGM. Am I right? You want it to be down the middle. This is, like, perfect.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can't go you don't have to gamble in that situation. You just have it, you know, let the juice work, and then you get everybody betting one side or the other, and the juice works for you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. All right, the Steelers are 0-3 outright and against the spread the past three games. They've been awful. And now you got members of the media, you know, speculating about Mike Tomlin being out after the season. How much action are you seeing on the Bengals as a 3-point road favorite on this one? Because I don't like the Steelers at all where they are.
You know, what's funny about this game is Joe Public is about 3-1 in favor of the Bengals in this.
Really? Okay, 3-1. Wow.
Yeah.
On the Bengals.
On the Bengals, yeah, but the sharps are split, right? You know, sharps have laid the 2.5, and they took the 2.5, and, you know, right now we're at 3, but when it comes to money, it's 3-1 in favor of, 2-1 in favor of the Bengals, and ticket count is 3-1 in favor of the Bengals. So, you know, Joe Public and the money is definitely supporting the Bengals in this, and they don't believe the Steelers with the quarterback situation is the play in this situation.
Mm. Well, the Chargers, that's another team in free fall, even worse than the Steelers. Last time we saw them, they gave up 6-3 to the Raiders. 63. They had the Raiders looking like some juggernaut. Chargers already in that game were without Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen. And earlier today, they cut one of their best defensive linemen for no apparent reason. Is anybody betting on the Chargers plus 12? Against the Bills, who the Bills can be inconsistent themselves. So I'm really interested to hear this.
We took a large, substantial six-figure bet on the Bills minus 12.5. So that tells you where all the money is in this game here. Joe Public is on the Bills at about a 3-1 clip. They're betting this total over the game, over the total of 44. They bet it originally over 43.5. We're up to 44. And the Sharps, they laid, as soon as we posted a number, and the Sharps laid it right away at late, minus 11. So, yeah, no one's really looking for the Chargers to cover that number.
How can you bet the Chargers when their quarterback sounds like a baseball bat? You know what I'm saying? Easton Stick? I mean, come on. All right, let's go here. I read this week that Minnesota.
That's for the show, Rob.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm doing a stand-up. You know it. I'm working on my material. I got a couple of Chris Broussard jokes in there, Chris. You ready for the stand-up?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be ready.
You know that. All right, you'll get your chance at me in the roast. I read this past week that Minnesota has covered 5 straight games as an underdog. 5 straight. This week they're 3-point home underdogs to Detroit. I know everybody loves the Lions, but what kind of action are you seeing on Minnesota?
It's a split, right? Seriously, the Sharps, they haven't messed with the total on this. But the public, Joe Public, is about 2-1 in favor of the Lions here. And money is even, really. It's even here. And the sharps, we got some sharps on the -3 and some sharps on +3. So this is one of those games where it's 50-50 in the professional community. But Joe Public loves the Lions at 2-1.
That's very interesting.
It is.
All right, the Buccaneers, 0-6 outright against teams with winning records. Interesting, because this week they're hosting the Jags, and look, it looks like Trevor Lawrence will be out. I think that's huge, obviously, if he is. How much action are you seeing on this one? Because I'm having trouble picking this game, I'm going to be honest.
You know, this kind of reminds me of the Syracuse game that we had the other day. Last night, which everybody, you know, that was a disaster for Syracuse. And we didn't understand why the number was going to Syracuse when all the quarterbacks were out. This is another situation. The ticket count is about 3-1 in favor of the Bucs, and the sharps have laid the 2, although they did originally take that 3. So, you know, right now with Trevor Lawrence not being a clear for concussion protocol, it's kind of weird to see that they're, you know, betting, the sharps are betting on the Jags at +3 when we initially opened this. So it's very, very strange with this number here, as we have the Bucs -1 and a total 41.5.
Chris, you said you had problems picking that game. I mean, last week you were 0-5. Did he tell you Lamar he missed all the games last week?
Yeah, I was 0-5.
Yeah, tough
but
week.
But I'm 39-35-1 on the season.
Okay,
tomorrow.
All right. I'm just saying.
Not sure why he's talking.
I'm just talking mess. That's it. All right, the Browns and Texans, another game with a huge playoff implications. It looks like C.J. Stroud, though, is still out with a concussion. Joe Flacco is weird. He's thrown 5 picks in 3 games with the Browns. I have to imagine that the bettors are pounding the under in this game right now.
You know, right now the total is 40, and we did open it at 42. So, yeah, they're pounding the under on that. And the sharps, this is a game where Joe Public is all on the Browns on the side, and the actual professionals, the sharp players, are on the Browns as well, too. So, it's hard to see why the Texans, you know, we originally had it Texans -2.5, figuring that Stroud was going to play. But, you know, now the numbers flip to the Browns -3. So, yeah, Public is definitely on that 3 right now.
Lamar, when I look at the board, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but Commanders-Jets is a game I find super interesting, largely because, you know, both teams would rather lose to improve their draft position. So with bettors, like, is this the kind of game that they traditionally stay away from?
Yeah, it's right now. It's not a lot of action on this game. Obviously, on Sunday when it's game time, we'll get more action. But this is one of those games where going into the week, there's very limited action. You have a handful of tickets on the Commanders, a handful of tickets on the Jets, but nothing substantial as far as money. So you don't get a decision on this until later when you see some news come out. Maybe one of these backup quarterbacks has a bad week of practice, or they might be injured or nicked up, and then we'll see action come in on Sunday morning.
All right, here we go. My favorite stat of the week, Lamar Jackson. Is 19-1. He's only got one pimple on his face in his career against the NFC opponents. I don't know if it's due to the lack of familiarity or what, but they just seem that they can't touch him. This week, the Ravens are 5.5-point road underdogs in San Francisco. How much action are you seeing on Baltimore?
You know, that's a good question. Right before we just took some sharp action on the 49ers, -5.5. But early sharp money was on the Ravens, +5.5. And we've seen that number move up to as high as 6.5 on the Niners. But it looks like it's about 3-1 in favor of the money and the tickets coming in on the Niners. So even though that juicy stat that you just submitted, no one has any belief in these Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
That's crazy. Their defense is sick. It's been great.
Yeah, yeah. And I know they were talking about being disrespected, so we'll see what happens Monday night. That'll be a nice little
dessert for Monday night, for football on Monday for Christmas.
Lamar, man, a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
No doubt. Have a wonderful holiday. We appreciate you. You know that, my man.
And like Rob said earlier, we'll see you in a few weeks, brother.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and have a safe and happy holidays, fellas.
All right, buddy.
All right, guys. NFL Pigskin Pickoff coming up. Keep it locked. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It is time, folks, for the Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
It is the Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob, NFL games against the spread. We got to get back to a winning streak, fellas, because last week was not your best work.
Oh, I thought I was on the only bad one.
Chris,
I thought I was the only one struggling.
You are struggling. 0-5? Come on, Chris, you're better than that.
The good news, though, is we're down to the last couple of weeks of the season, and we're in a dead heat.
This is when I snap Chris's neck. Okay, are you ready?
I got graphic.
I know.
That's not very Christmasy, Vivi Ron.
What? I'm sorry.
My goodness. Talking all that love to call.
I know,
we
too.
We love you we and love your mom. You right. know it's all about y'all.
And now
y'all,
I
it's y'all's show. I mean, we get paid, but it's y'all's show.
And then I want to snap your
neck,
and I
want to snap Chris's neck. All right, guys, I got five games, NFL games against the spread. Let's get to it. Game number one, Bengals 3-point road favorites in Pittsburgh to take on the struggling Steelers, Rob
Parker. I can't stand the Steelers. Ugh. They're hard to watch, too. They're just not, their offense is awful. I'm serious. I got to go with the Bengals. I just have to.
I hear what you said about the Steelers, Rob, but they've lost three straight. Everything seems to be falling apart. Receivers not trying hard. People saying Tomlin should go. Isn't this just when Mike Tomlin's teams usually step up and surprise you? Yeah, it is. And, Rob, I think Jake Browning's about to turn into a pumpkin.
See,
so, and it's in Pittsburgh? So I'm going with the Steelers.
See, Chris, you should do the George on Seinfeld when he did the opposite of everything, because last week you were 0-5. If you do the opposite of your picks, you'll be 5-0.
Okay. Oh, Rob, goodness. We got the same record the whole season. You need to relax,
I'm
bro.
Just, Chris is worked up. He hates it.
I'm just saying we both 39-35.
All right.
And one.
Okay. Game number two. Trevor Lawrence,
Rob
questionable.
Don't even keep score.
Jags at the Bucks.
Well,
Baker Mayfield.
You text me with the score, so I don't need to
keep. That is true. That did happen. Baker Mayfield, Chris's guy, 2.5-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
Who you picking? Pick your guy.
You know what? This is a tough one. And I wish I knew about Trevor Lawrence, whether or not he was playing. But I'm going to go with Tampa. They haven't beaten yet a team with a winning record yet, but they think they've been playing good football, so I'm going to go with Tampa.
I got to go with Tampa. I get the record, Chris, about teams over 500.
Yep.
But the win they had in Green Bay was big, and Baker had the perfect quarterback rating. I just thought that they played well on the road in a game that they had to have. I'm going to go with Tampa.
All right, game number three, pigskin pickoff. Very quickly, Rob's Detroit Lions, 3-point road favorites against the Vikings. Divisional matchup, Rob, what do you like?
I'm going with the Vikings. They'll be 7-0. What was that record that we just saw, the stat? The Lions win, but they don't cover. The Lions win by one.
Is Nick Mullins starting?
Yes.
Yeah. Give me Detroit. That's all I needed to know.
Wow.
I hear you, Rob. But there's a part of me that thinks, you know what? Detroit will win, but it's going to be, are they going to win by more than three? I don't know, but I'm going to go with Detroit.
All right, game number four. This is my opinion, game of the weekend. Actually, no, it's not. The second game of the weekend, the runner-up, the silver medalist, the Cowboys at the Dolphins. Dolphins, as of this moment, Dolphins 1-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
I'm going with Miami. It's a tough one to pick, but I think their run game, Dallas doesn't do well against the run. Or on the road. So I'm going to go with Miami.
Yeah, it's hard to pick the Cowboys here. And, you know, that's the team I picked to get to the Super Bowl because they don't run. They don't stop the run.
Right.
They don't stop the run. And Miami needs a win. Like, that team is good, Chris. They should have a win by now over a good team. And they're at home. If they don't win that game, that says a lot about them.
Wow, I thought you were going to go with Dallas.
Nah, I'm going to go with Miami.
All right, last one. This is the game of the week. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens in San Francisco on Christmas. Niners 5.5-point home favorites. Rob, are you picking against the black quarterback again?
No. I'm actually picking not only for the Ravens to cover, you know, to use the 5.5 points that they're getting, right?
Wow.
I'm having them win outright in San Francisco.
Wow.
Okay. And I'm picking the black quarterback. All day.
That's got to be racist.
Shock you, Rob, but I'm with you.
Are you?
I'm going with Baltimore. Look, the teams that have beaten San Fran ran the ball well on them. We know Baltimore is the best running team, and with Lamar, they got a unique run game, and they can stop you. And so I don't think San Fran is going to be able to run big against them. So I got Baltimore too. Rob, have a great weekend, man. Merry Christmas
you
to
too.
You.
Merry Christmas
to the iCouple crew, all y'all brothers and your families. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.